Hello, and thanks for tuning in to The Seashell Way. My name is Shelley Langell, and I'm a career and certified executive coach and creator of Seashell Consulting and the International Coach Coalition. Today, I'm curious as to who you are listening to. You know, we all spend countless hours listening to the world around us, listening to what our friends, family, colleagues, bosses, and others tell us. Absorbing what society, advertising, and social media tell us we should be, about what we should and shouldn't do. Listening to the messages said and implied in the feedback, advice, and behaviors modeled for us that are really designed to mold our self-perception and decision-making abilities. The messages that convey to us how we ought to be acting and how we are meant to show up. But here's the thing, we are not them. They are not us, and we can get confused or distracted when those messages don't align with who we are in our hearts and minds and what our values are. So who are you listening to? What if we listen to our intuition more? Not the voice of doom that can silence our dreams, but the expansive and affirming one that knows the gifts that we bring to the world. What if we didn't let others drown out the stories of our soul? And what if we take everything we've been conditioned to be with a grain of salt and go our own way? How would that feel? I've spent much of my life being the person I believed others thought I should be. That meant pleasing others instead of myself, and it distracted me from my true path, leaving me wondering why I didn't feel authentic. Age and experience, along with a deep desire to design a life of my own creation, led me on a path of self-discovery and feeling more like me. I wasn't lost so much as rediscovering who I really was and allowing myself to be open to the gifts that the universe has to offer. In fact, I've ditched my old fixed mindset and embraced one of growth. Call it a midlife crisis? Well, I prefer to call it a midlife awakening that at times can feel uncomfortable. However, that discomfort has led to deeper self-awareness and a connection to the values that I live by. It has also given me the courage to tackle issues, conversations, and ambitions that the person I was before wouldn't have ever considered taking on. I believe that life is meant to be an ongoing learning experience, and if we choose to participate, evaluate, and grow from the lessons before us, it can be a journey rich in self-discovery. We can choose to face the day or stay in our comfort zone where everything is easy and predictable. A comfort zone may seem like a lovely place, but nothing really grows there. You can choose whether to listen to others that would have you fit into a neat little box, or you can choose to listen to your intuitive self and follow your dreams. For myself, I listen to affirmations that hold me capable and strong, and surrender to what lies ahead, and in fact, boldly lean into the wild potential of my future. So who will you choose to listen to today? Thanks for listening, and I hope some of my thoughts help you examine whether you're listening to others or yourself. Thanks for listening. To hear or read more like this, please subscribe to The Seashell Way, follow Seashell Consulting on Instagram and Facebook, and follow my Shelley Langell LinkedIn page. Until next time, take care.